Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's good with it? Y'all already know it's Sugar Bear, Sugar Beezy, Christina Dot Englewood, and I'm rocking with your girls, Miss Queen Tia Magasia, on the Next to Blow Radio Show.
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia Show on Next to Blow Radio 100. Play it back for me.
Hey, yo, it's the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE. And you are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magasia Show on the Next to Blow Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday and every other Saturday with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Holla at me.
Ready to rock, ready to go. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hello. You know, Miss Queen T, I'm a girl. Yeah, let's go, Mr. Chip.
Next to Blow. Next to Blow. 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 Next to Blow Radio. Miss Queen T and Magasia. Let's get it. It's major.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Men. Six Men is in the building, Six Men Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Men Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm going to punch you right in your esophagus. Six Men, y'all. Super.
Hey, yo, yo, what's good, what's good, yo? This your boy DJ Buck on the ones and twos, and you already know you rocking with your girls, Queen T and Magasia on Black Talk Radio. Grind season, bitch.
DJ Buck, let's get it.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey.
Hashtag Team Open.
So Flame, Shadow E&T, you now tuned in to Miss Queen T and Magasia, Next to Blow. What up?
What up, this your girl, Miss Queen T. Magasia is on the line with me. What's good, Magasia? How you doing?
Hey! What's good, everybody? What's going on?
I'm over here chilling. I'm super excited. We're back, y'all. Miss Queen T. Magasia show back in full effect right here. Tuesday, you already know how we get it in on the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. Magasia, let everybody know what's been going on and what we got going on tonight and how they can call in and log in and all that good stuff.
Wow, wow. It's
been
a month, you know, for me and Miss Queen T. We got a lot of things happening for you guys. Hey, dropping soon, you know, website going up soon, coming soon. Like, so many things we got going on. Or Next to Blow Radio. Tonight, you know, we got two, you know, cool ass artists coming through. We have a Lyrical Incision. We have a little Cooley coming on the show tonight on the Queen T Magasia show. I want to say shout out to everybody that's already tuned in, that's already logged in, ready to get in tune with us tonight. If you're on the website and you would like to call in to talk to either myself or Queen T, feel free to dial 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. When you guys dial that number, you're going to hear a lovely young lady talk for a few minutes, and they want you to press that 1 to go live. Because if you just dial the phone number, you'll just hear, you know, me and T talking on air and the other people we put through. But if you want to actually talk to us verbally, one-on-one, then definitely press that 1. When you press that 1, you're going to hear a lovely young lady say, you are now cute. When she says you are now cute, that's letting us know that you want to go live. And we are taking callers as they come in on the switchboard. So please do bear with us. If you do press 1, we will take a call in that order before we end the show tonight. And that's what it is. And if you want to go on the website and log in and chat with us in the chat box, go ahead and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio.
In that order.
In that, oh, Lord. No, yeah, I'm going to say that. Say it like that.
You already know, man. Shout out to all the people that are rocking with us. And shout out to the people that called in before we even went live, man. That's true supporter right there. Shout out to the 276, the 336, the 305, 972, the 202, 612, the 605, the 701, 956, and the 865. And the rest of the callers, man. Make sure y'all press that 1 to go live, like she said. So we're going to get into the first caller tonight. Caller number 336. Caller 772, who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from 17 North Carolina. And my name is Carlo.
Okay.
I just wanted to call and tell you all, I'm happy you back.
Hey. Oh, real quick, before you say who you are, when we take y'all caller live, make sure you say your name and say, I am next to blow. For example, hi, I'm Miss Quincy, and I'm next to blow. Bitch!
That's it.
I can't say the people.
I'm like, y'all don't got to say the bitch name, but you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and say that. So who is this? Let us know who this is. 336.
What's going on, this cuzzo? I'm next to blow. I grind hard and I blast my thoughts.
Uh-oh, I love it.
Cuzzo,
hi,
cuzzo. What's going on? Hey, Magasi, do me a favor.
Yes.
Turn around and make that clap. Nah.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and make it.
Hey, I got Miami on my radar.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what you're laughing for. I got you on the radar, too.
I ain't in people's zones. You know what I'm saying? I'm too
far
out. I'm too far out, bruh.
Nah, you ain't know where an airplane don't go.
I got my Buzzler light ears on, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I see a partner in crime on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
He down there in Alabama. He done left the west side.
Uh-oh, west side?
Hope you don't left the west side.
Man, what it do? I'm dope past music, no S's, no C's, baby. You know I'm next to blow. I'm over
we
here. I'm coming from the ATL to the ALA. Now I mean to get it in with, you know, Blast Your Thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Going to be kicking out there with Miss Cat on 95.7 FM this Thursday.
Hey, that's what it do. Yo, dope-ass motherfucking music. What is good?
Oh, Lord.
Yo.
Why don't you put that extra shit on nigga's name?
I was just saying.
I'm feeling good. I'm glad y'all ladies is back on the air. You see, I already drove over to Alabama. I was going to get on my way to Ohio to come look somebody up if y'all wasn't on the deck.
Aww. We miss you too, though.
You closer to Miami, though, so you better go that way.
So I gotta be down though.
Are you
gonna
do
me right?
All right. My guy ain't ready for no filter.
Yeah.
Huh?
We gonna turn around and come down there and see my guy say and go no filter, no cameras.
Oh, that's no cameras.
You see how Carlo we close to his words? I kind of like that, you know. That's kind of
sick. Yo, since we got both y'all on the line and we got a lot of callers tuned in right now, let everybody know how they can tune into y'all show Monday nights on CNO Filter, Blast Your Thoughts. Let them know the info, where they can send the music, and what y'all got going on Monday night.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and let my DJ handle that. Go ahead, cousin. Let him know.
You must be 18 years old and don't have your mama or your girlfriend around if you're a dude. And if you're a lady, please be single. You can turn around and tune in to the Blast Your Thoughts show at 323-693-3021. And you can send all music to teamnofilter@gmail.com.
And on that note, hey, can I hear my theme song, my Next to Blow theme song, baby?
Yes, you
ready?
We got it uploaded. And one more time, can you give that email to everybody? What time do y'all go on Monday?
We go on at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every Monday, we go hamburger, hashtag a hamburger.
So, that's going to be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 9 o'clock Eastern, all my Eastern Standard Time crew, like me. 9 o'clock, I'll be confused, damn it.
Don't feel bad. I'll be having to look at this shit on Twitter and then look at my phone like, damn, we late.
I know, right?
They know the drug.
All right, y'all, we're going to get into the song made by my boy Dope Ass Music, Next to Blow radio song. Let's go. That's my boy, dope ass motherfucking music. Magasi, what you think about that song?
Yo, don't be having the crazy ass beat that he like. That beat made you want to break a bottle and cut somebody. That's a raw ass beat. This beat be so violent, now I was wanting to cut somebody and just like, oh, yeah.
That's my bad. You know, as an artist, I try to make happy music, but for some reason, the beats don't come out like that. You know what I mean? But you're saying, but I can make R&B. That's the only time it's ever happy. That's the only time it's ever happy. But,
definitely.
Hey, you know, I love you ladies. I'm glad you guys are on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got to go ahead and handle my business. But I wanted to show you the love and support you guys deserve. I appreciate you. Shout out to Mr. Peels, you know what I'm saying, out there in the ATL. You know, that's my boy. We about to get it in on a hot track. You know what I'm saying? Remember, it's dope-ass music. Anybody who's remedial, no S's, no C's. That means it's D-O-P-E-A-Z-V-M-U-Z-I-K. I am Mr. Googleable. That means you can find me everywhere, and I'm Google Playable, bitches.
Yeah, bitches.
Back yourself. I appreciate the support. You have a good night.
For sure. All
right. Yo, Cuzzo.
Somebody loves you, baby.
Uh-oh,
Cuzzo
singing to
whatnot.
I love you.
Hey, I love y'all, man. Thank you for everything. Blow, next to blow.
Yo, I love Cuzzo. Cuzzo, you is goofy as hell. What you got going on tonight?
Oh, I'm gonna turn around in about an hour and crank up with Nikki. We got Nikki tonight.
Okay.
She got this. Yeah, she won't let me go no filter with her, so I don't know.
Okay. That'll work.
But thank you guys for everything. Hey, let me hear something out there so I can take my clothes off right quick.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Okay, all right.
I wish you could turn around and cut on your webcam, Magasi. I got a show for you.
No, that's private stuff. I'm a private person.
Nobody has to know.
Oh, Lord. Yo. Thanks for calling in, Cuzzo Magasi. You want to go ahead and hear your melody track?
Yeah, let's play melody. Let's go ahead and play some melody very quick.
All right, go ahead, Magasi. Introduce this track.
For those of you who are the first time tuning in to Miss Queen T. Magasi, singer.
Shit.
I'm also a singer, so you guys are going to listen to my track, Melody, and this is what it is.
It makes me weak. I love our bond.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ. Let's be real.
There's a whole crap load of mixtape artists out there.
But we're number one.
Because of you.
And you know what good shit's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, man, it's Checkmate the Great, a.k.a. Action Boys, the Real McCoy. Man, right now you rocking the Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T and Magasio. What's happening?
Yeah, that was my girl, Magasia. Magasia, let everybody know where they can find some more of your music.
All right, this is what it is, y'all. I have a song called That's How I Like It. I mean, you guys love the melody. You guys are going to love That's How I Like It. I'm going to premiere it on Next to Blow. I mean, I feel like, you know, me and Queen T have Next to Blow Radio, so Next to Blow Radio should be the first station to play That's How I Like It. So next Tuesday, it's going to get played on the Miss Queen T Magasia show. That's how I like it. If you want to listen to, like, you know, the Chopped and Screwed version, or if you love the track you want to listen to it again, you can definitely find me on Reaver Nation. This is Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. You know, I'm the only one that calls and named Magasia. Trust me, I check every day. I Google myself. So Reaver Nation, you too, girl. What? Yes, I got to. YouTube, Reaver Nation, SoundCloud, Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S. IA. Don't forget, you gotta make sure you guys gotta follow us on Twitter at Miss Queen T, at she underscore is underscore Magasia, at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. And we're gonna go ahead and get to the next caller.
In that order. You know what I'm saying? So oh, shut up all callers and cool to me. I don't know why that's in my head. Like, I don't know why. My caller could be saying all the time. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. It's just in my head. But, man, shout out to all the callers that are rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Lil Rich, cause I'm still rocking with us. Shout out to Vonnie Cash, still rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get to his call yet. I see his number. Shout out to the 540 area code. Shout out to all the 614s in the building. We've also get into them callers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 301, the 972, the 302. Also, if y'all trying to go live, make sure you press that 1. But we about to get into our first interview of the night. We about to welcome Mr. Lyrical Incisions himself, Mr. L.I. What to do?
Yes, ma'am.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. Who do we have?
We have Lyrical Decisions representing Columbus, Ohio.
That's what it do, man. That's what it do. So let everybody know how you got the name Lyrical Incisions.
Yo, I went through the name. Listen, there was a point in time where everybody was coming out with the name Little. Remember, you had Little Everything, Little Draws. You had Little, and you had everything, man. Everything was Little. Little Kim, Little Troy, Little Romeo, right, Little Bow Wow, everything was Little. So I was like, at this point in time, how can I just be different? I'm not even going to lie. I sat down with a damn dictionary. And I was like, I'm not going to close the dictionary until I have a name that actually means something. So, So we just went through and Lyrical Incisions, like just lyrically, I will cut you. I will cut. And it wasn't having anything to do with physical, with being cut physically. Emotionally, I will get
mentally.
Emotionally, I will get to you. So, you know, as time progressed and I actually start actually believing in the name, and, you know, the time came when I was graduating from high school, and it was like, you know what, I like your poetry. I like your poetry. So, you know, the head of the class, the president and the vice president of our class came to us and like, I want you to write a poem for our graduation. And I was like, I want it done by tomorrow.
Mm, wow.
Damn, put that much pressure on me though. So I went home and I just reflect on that year, that junior and that senior year. And I just let my heart out. let my heart out. And please believe that when I went back the next day, I had everybody who heard that poem in tears. And I was like, L.I., that's it right there.
Okay. That's a stop right there. How you doing? This is Magasia. I wanted to ask you, when did you realize music was something that you wanted to pursue as a career?
Quick funny story. I had sat down with my homeboy, and we were in Cincinnati, man. We just in my room, and we was like, you know what? Let's just write a rhyme. And we wrote the rhyme, and I promise to this day, and that dude event for me, that was the most horrible rap ever. Like, you think Silk the Shocker is bad? Like, that was horrible. And we were just playing with it, and later on during the week, you know, I just went by and I just looked at the rhyme and I was like, well, let me fix it up a little bit. Let me go here and let me edit this. And he did the same thing. And when we came back a week later, it's like, yo, you redid the rhyme? I was like, yeah, I did mine too. And then we came back and it was like magic. It made sense. Everything just made sense. And at that point in time, I never dropped the pen in the pad. So that was back in 2000.
It started off as a joke. Okay, so when you're in the studio recording all the tracks, like, what's on your mind? Like, what three things must you have present when you're recording all them crazy tracks you got? Because this guy right here, he has a different style, like, of music. So wait till you hear some of his tracks. But let us know, like, what's be on your mind when you're in the studio recording.
Let's have fun. I don't want to do any type of music that is strenuous, where it feels like my 9-to-5. When I do music, I want it to feel like this is my project. I want to do it the way that I want to. It's just like a painter. No painter should be under scrutiny as they are, you know, painting whatever comes to mind. So to answer your question, the three things that I need when I'm in the studio is, of course, a focused engineer, a computer that actually runs smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with what I'm going through right now, but, you know, it actually has nothing to do with that. And then, you know, maybe a beer or two, just to calm the mood.
Okay. Do you receive support from people in your city, such as DJs, promoters, other artists, radio stations, et cetera? Like, you know how every artist have that support team in their city? Do you have that support team in your city?
I would like to say yeah. But I might be lying through my damn teeth, for real, if I said that.
Right.
I don't know how deep do y'all want me to go with this?
Let's go deep.
Okay. Well, since we're being completely honest, I would like to say that the support system around Ohio and the Midwest actually sucks right now. However, it is getting better. We are starting to realize as the rap game evolves that the East Coast, they didn't have their time. The West Coast, they didn't have their time. Down South music is still going strong right now. However, the time is changing. They say it in the rap game, every 5 to 10 years, there's a whole complete turn.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody agrees, you know, everybody would definitely agree with me when you see that the Midwest, their time is actually coming. So that's why right now in Columbus, Ohio, we are starting to put all the hate and jealousy and unnecessary turmoil to the side. But I really don't have that type of support system right now, because I really feel like as an artist I'm still misunderstood, because I don't come out and I don't talk about, yo, I'm trapping, I got these cars, I got these hoes, because I'm not that type of individual. I have a fiance, I work a 9-to-5. Of course, everybody who works that 9-to-5 life, you know, at the end of the day, when you put that flossing CD and, you know, everybody who were bouncing in the club throwing hundreds of dollars and shit, I am that type of individual where, no, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to write what's really, really, really on my mind and be an artist. Ain't nobody really on the radio no artist no more. Everybody too damn swagged out. Everybody too swagged out, and they scared to step out of the box and really be theyself. If you broke, say you broke. Guess what? You're going to have 100,000 people that can relate to you more than you all in the club.
That's some real shit. Like, why you can't come out there saying, yeah, man, I broke in the catch the bus, and I got a 9-to-5, and I got living a while. Like, you don't find those calling out on the radio. Like, they talk about cars that they renting, holes that they paying for. Let's be realistic.
You'll get more respect, more respect for that. Like, motherfuckers be like, hell yeah, he's mad for some shit. Like,
and one thing that mind boggles me, and please just be real with yourself. How come you are on stage talking about how much money you got, all these cars that you roll in, and I ask you to buy my $5 CD, and you pat your pocket like, I don't have it. How is that possible?
So, in that being said, therefore, before I get into one of your tracks, I wanted to ask you one more question before we get into a track. If you're meeting somebody for the first time and they have not heard any of your material, lyrical incisions, nothing, how would you explain your type of music? And let's give you three words.
I only need one.
Okay, what's that?
Entertaining.
Okay.
Entertaining.
That's a wonderful word right there.
All right. And that being said, Lyrical, we got three tracks from you. We got Mambo, and we got Get Nasty, and we got We Know For That. Seduce one of these tracks.
Let's go with We Known For That. I'm trying to really, really represent Mia West and be a supporter of Ohio music, period. So let's roll with that one.
All right, let's go.
I go by incision, you can call me L.I. I'm in a mind, haterism one day at a time. I float like a butterfly, like ashes in his prime. I'm too hot to handle, but too cold to hold. I can't be dismantled, I'm too hard to fold. Bottom line, I'm unpredictable, undeniable, unbreakable. Hometown is the old. We team my 17 seconds and counting. From the Latin with the hook, that's gonna keep y'all bouncing. We got wood on the dance, we got wood on the wheel. We got wood to roll backwards, now all my smoke is yield. So feel, man, we go hard in the paint. We turn the lights off and pray it don't think. Bottom line, we get those stacks with no salary cap, and we don't cut no slack, and we know it.
Break bread with certain hoes, debating if they can shit up, skate up 75. I take 70 east to the bus that's on my right. I show you right, come stay tonight. C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S, where we keeping it tight. Book out for life, we still survive. It's scarlet and gray, and don't forget the white. I just begun, I'm 71, and in a couple hours, man, I'll be hitting 8 crawl. We gone to the next destination at last. Cleveland, Ohio, ho 216, you should know the map. Those Browns and those Indians and those Cavaliers. Ain't no need to fear, cause we be right here. So,
Ohio.
No, it don't stop.
That added pressure, open wounds, my people won't lie.
My people won't lie.
The irony fighting society, what joy it brings to me.
Joy that it brings.
I'm a true Ohioan, and we will always spread our wings.
The O, the H, the I, the O.
Alright, I'm feeling that track.
But I see
what you think about that track.
I love the concept of it. I mean, the message was real good. You know, I love the hook. The beat was real nice too.
Yeah, nice flow.
I think that's my first time listening to any of your music.
I hated that shit. Where was all the bitches and the balling at?
Oh my god, I gotta tell you something about this dude, man. This dude right here, I swear to god, if I'm having a bad day, all I gotta do is call him. Even if he say hi, as soon as he pick up the phone, like, he give me a fucking laugh or a smile. Like, this dude is so fucking crazy. Like, this morning, because I couldn't find his Twitter name, right? So this motherfucker goes, huh?
I seen the tweet. It was funny.
Yeah, he was like, what'd you say, Lyrical? I said, yo, Lyrical, what's your Twitter name? He said, and not my stripper name. You know, that's
not
my
stripper name.
Oh, God.
He is a man. Oh, my God. So, yeah, even, like, his energy is crazy. So, Lyrical, let everybody know, like, what you do to get pumped, like, when you're performing. Like, you know, this dude gets it in.
Yo, it's funny though. I get my energy from watching the other niggas upstairs, or watching the other people on stage with the turtlenecks and stuff on.
Wow.
You niggas be going around talking about, yeah, you gotta love the people who be standing in one space the whole 12 minutes that they on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how they balling and stuff like that, and don't move out of that one spot. I feed off of that because I feel like I'm actually telling them or teaching them what they're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be on stage to entertain them.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying? Like, you're on stage, if you're looking crazy, looking like stiff, then the crowd gonna be stiff. But if you're moving around and enjoying yourself and having a good time, then they're going to have a good time with you on that stage. So how you present yourself, how you see your energy to the crowd is the energy they're going to give back to you. If you're boring,
absolutely.
I'm going to look boring. Too. I'm the boy too, but you up there, you crunky moving around, you know, you two-stepping and you doing your thing, I'm going to two-step with you.
I appreciate that. You know, Miss Queen T, though, she's a crazy person to have in the crowd too, man.
Oh, shit.
She's a crazy person to have in the crowd, man.
Yo, I just support good talent, and he is a wonderful artist to have worked with. So that's why, you know, you're a Next to Blow artist, so that's definitely like that. You know, thank you for coming through. For all the listeners that don't know, where can they find some of your music? Where can they find you on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff? Let everybody know.
All right, yo, just hit me up on the YouTube. I can definitely take the feed there. I'm also on Twitter, The Reverb Nation, Facebook. I'm everywhere. I'm even starting to do volunteer work now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like as a community, it don't stop. We need to go out here and help the community out, and that's another way to get your name out there as a rapper, as an entertainer, in a positive light.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess so.
Couple shows or any upcoming appearances or anything that you're got coming up?
We got a couple of shows coming up right now, but I just really can't name any venues because it has not been locked down. We are actually doing a very, very big movement in 2013.
Okay.
Are you working on any new CDs, projects, like what you got going on?
Working on a mixtape right now. I think it's going to be called Your Grandma's Favorite Rapper. And, yeah, exactly.
No, you're for real, or you just playing?
No, that's really going to be for real. I'm looking for anybody. Hey, matter of fact, anybody listening, if you got a real cool old grandma with the oxygen tank, holler at me.
Oh, God.
Please. MRMIS. TER513. I got a project for you and your grandma. Holla at me.
Oh, yeah. Is it a paid project or freelance?
You know it. Hey, next to blow. Y'all definitely on my Christmas list.
Uh-oh. That's
where it is. Let me get my list together for you.
Hold on. You ain't let me finish. Y'all got a $5 max, all right?
What? $5? You're just going to my PayPal.
You're just going to my PayPal.
Ain't no pressure.
Hey, listen, I told you I ain't one of the ballers out here, right? I got a 9-to-5, so yeah, y'all gonna take it and split it.
Oh, okay. $250. All right, PayPal. Ain't no pressure.
I still owe Miss Queen some potato skins, right?
Oh, shut your ass up, whatever.
Yeah, but everybody who are listening now, y'all just definitely want to give a big shout out to Next to Blow Radio. They're definitely helping me in this movement and gain momentum and actually helping me believe in myself. So I definitely want to salute Miss Queen and Ngozi.
Can't even say her name.
I have good ears. I can hear what you're saying.
I got a couple more questions for you before you go. I want to know what you think about the rap game today. Like, what do you think about it? Besides all the balling and stuff, like, what do you think about it? And that being said, also, following that question, who, if you could pick one label in the mainstream right now, who would you choose to sign with and why, if you had to choose?
If I had to do, I would do probably Good Music or even the Slaughterhouse Crew.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because when it's about real hip-hop, and that's what I always want to bring to it, I feel like there have been a lot of suits, is what we call the people up in the corporate offices, who take away an artist's sight on what they want to do. They say, oh, well, listen, you know, that's great, you know, that's great and all, but how about we did this and put Will.i.am on there? Not saying that Will.i.am is anything from it, though, but if you really want that hip-hop feel, I really feel like a lot of suits are taking that away. But, you know, due to the graces of Kanye having so much support, that he can actually put out whatever he wants.
So if you could be interviewed on any talk show, what talk show would that be and why?
Oh, baby, I'm going to the Breakfast Club already. I'm going to the Breakfast Club, Power 105.
Okay. And why was that?
Oh, listen, Angela Yee, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy, like, for real, I want to go sit right next to Charlamagne and just to see what he says. Like, that guy said some of the stupidest, craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Like, when, what's the little kid's name?
I got a meter.
Man, listen, what's that?
Oh, what's about right now? What? Tell me, have you seen her? I feel like their name, yo.
Behavior. Yeah, they got mama's behavior up there, man. Charlamagne was trying to tell them little dudes that they was going to get Sandusky, then they should be having unprotected sex, man. I'm like, it's not funny, but it's funny as hell. it's funny as hell. Charlamagne be saying the most craziest things, but yeah, that, you know, besides Next to Blow Radio, these are the people that I would want to interview with, is the Breakfast Club.
I mean, it's only right. You only want to interview with us. It's only right. It's a proper thing to say.
Right. Yo, let's get into another track by you. Which one you want to hear? Get Nasty or Mambo?
Let's do Get Nasty, though, because that's Miss Queen T's favorite joint right now.
Only because when he performs it, he puts my name in it. That's why. That's the only reason why, y'all. No, I'm playing. This track's nice, though.
Yo, here come the track. Get nasty, though. Hey, if you could find the nearest old lady and hump the shit out of her when you hear this song.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Let's go. Let's go ahead and get to this track right here. Get Nasty, Lyrical Incision, Next to Blow Radio, Miss Queen Tia Magasia Show. Let's go.
Yeah, CTO in the building, Iceberg L.I., hey, for all the ladies.
I wanna see her get nasty, downright trashy. I know when we leave the club, she'll be classy. Before the next couple hours, shake that shit. Yeah, right on my dick. I love the way you twisting your hips. You drive me crazy when you're licking your lips. You got me buying your drinks. It's on my face, girl. You know what I think. I hope she don't mind me rolling the dank. A few dollars in my pocket, please believe I got more in the bank. Let's get it cracking. Girl, stop acting. You're feeling on my pants, so you know a nigga packing. I'm not lagging. I'm not back. Bottom line, baby girl, I'm just asking. When you hit the door, bring that as a flow. Drop it down real low, then bring it back up real slow. Take it from side to side, twerk that thing all night. You ain't got nothing to hide if you don't got doing it right. Nasty.
A big old donkey booty and some frat ass breasts. Got me looking at an empty wallet, ain't nothing left. Bouncing up and down the pole. Every booty hoes got me ready, put the milk up in her Cheerios. Sexy hoes say whoa, rhythm of a gigolo. Two C's, one O, motherfucker, let them know. Hypocritical, individual. Do the monkey, let me see you get down on the floor. I wanna see it drop like some fat girl's tits. And she got me hypnotized the way she swing them hips. One by one, they fall, and I'm liking it. Solar clips got my manhood hard as a brick.
I wanna see you get nasty.
When you hit the door, bring that as a flow.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Drop it down real low, then bring it back up real slow.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Bring it from side to side, twerk that thing all night.
I wanna see you get nasty.
You ain't got nothing to hide if you don't got doing it right.
I wanna see you get nasty.
Nasty, nasty,
nasty,
nasty,
nasty,
nasty.
Nasty,
nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty,
nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty, nasty,
That's my track right there. That's my boy, Lyrical Incision. We get nasty. Miss Queen T. Miss Queen T. Magasia.
She over there drunk, y'all. She called me Queen
T. Yo, I'm telling you, I just love that track. Like, you got to see him perform the track, yo. Like, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Yo, Lyrical.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Yo, Lyrical, we have a caller on the line that, you know what I'm saying, want to just say hi. What's up? Let's go ahead and get into a call-in from the 214 area code. Call it 214-586. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, what up? It's B1. My number say Dallas, but I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. What's goody with you?
What's up? Lyrical, he was talking to you.
All right, cool. I mean, shout out to Lyrical, man. I hear what you're doing, man. It's good stuff right there.
Yo, I appreciate that. You say you're in Florida?
Yeah, I'm in West Palm Beach, South Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big shouts out to Florida, y'all.
Yep.
That's
what it is. Mm-hmm. Florida in the building. Yeah, man. Much love to Miss Queen T. Much love to Magati. You know what I'm saying? Next to Blow Radio, I see y'all doing y'all thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I got a chance to catch y'all this time. Usually I'll be busy and shit whenever I see that notice. You know what I mean?
Okay. We're glad you had taken the time to call in. We appreciate you.
No doubt. Trying to get some of my music to y'all. I sent something to you, Miss Queen T, last time we spoke online when I was on Jay Smooth's joint.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. Yo, inbox me. I got you. Oh, yeah, I see you just inboxed me. I got you. I'm going to send you over the email. Definitely going to get that shit in rotation, and I appreciate you for calling in and supporting. Don't go nowhere, okay, because we still got a whole another hour and some minutes left. So don't go nowhere, okay?
I'm fucking with y'all tonight, you know what I'm saying? Got a little right. time on me and shit. So definitely, a Lyrical, man, if you got a Facebook or Twitter or something. I didn't get a chance to get that info earlier, man. I definitely like to link with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for collabos and all that shit, but I support what you're doing, man. I like your approach to the music, man. You know what I'm saying? Death to all that fake shit. You know what I mean? For real, though.
Lyrica.
My bad. One more time.
No, I was saying, yo, man, much love, man. Props to you, you know what I'm saying, on what you're doing, man. If you got a Twitter or a Facebook, go ahead and, I want to get that again. I missed it earlier when you were giving it. You know what I'm saying? I'm down for the collabos and all that, man. I support what you're doing, man. Death to all that fake shit. Word up.
Yo, absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, the Twitter is going to be the word Lyrical _ Incision. No S.
Okay.
No. I thought there was no _. I don't even know your Twitter name, Lyrical. See how bad a person I am?
You know what? That's fine. Guess who just made it off the $5 Christmas list?
Oh! I got off the $5. That's what it is.
You know why that's funny, Lyrical? You know why I find that super funny? Because I'm looking at your Twitter name right now, and it's not no _, sweetheart, so you better times that by 100, 5 times 100, and make it 500. Because there is no _ in your Twitter name.
I was just trying to make sure you were paying attention.
But if y'all are tuned, y'all on Facebook, y'all on Twitter, man, make sure you look at my boy Lyrical Incisions. That's LYRICALINCISIONS, Lyrical Incisions. But since Twitter don't let him have the S on it, just Lyrical Incision, make sure y'all follow him, add him on Facebook, all that good shit. So,
y'all more amiga. What
up? I got you.
Y'all more amiga.
Yo, B1, I thank you for calling in, man. Thanks for the support. Appreciate it. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Hey, yo, hit me up, dude. I'm already waiting. Hey, yo, go ahead and hit me up, man. I'll be waiting on you. I'll be in Jacksonville real soon, though, so I'm going to touch down with you.
Word up. Make sure you come down to West Palm Beach. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with us out here. I'll be hosting a showcase. Right now we're on hiatus, but we're coming back in November. Hood Biz Nights, you know what I'm saying? Hood Biz Music is my company. Hood Business is the movement. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do some big things, you know what I mean? So definitely mess with us. I'm going to hit you up on the Twitter and send you my Facebook links through there. So I already got you added, so look out for me. B1MFU.
Yo, appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you. And I'm bringing Miss T down.
Yeah, we got
it,
bro.
You say you're open mic in West Palm Beach, you said?
Yeah, I do a showcase. I mean, I'm trying to do an open mic on a different night, and then I do the showcase where I just bring, like, headliners, people that, you know what I'm saying, I consider that are professional but independent, you know what I mean, to come through and just to show the city, you know, what's good. I got a lot of people from out here in West Palm, people from Broward as well as Miami, and I'm really trying to reach out to people all over the nation, and you know, it's something that I'm trying to take even bigger, you know, further than just within this city, so... You know, with God's blessing, we're doing more and more and more as we keep on moving forward. So, you know what I'm saying?
Make sure you follow me on Twitter because we have a showcase out here
in Miami next month, August 27th, like the 88.7, 89.5, 89.1. Make sure you follow me on Twitter so we can definitely talk about that, because we're trying to go up to like different cities and spots to open mics and whatnot and network with different artists. So make sure you follow me on Twitter at @she_is_magazia so I can link it with other DJs and see what we can come up there to West Palm and see what you got going on one night for one of your showcases. We definitely want to get into that and see what you're doing with that.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I just added Magazia. I already had you on there, Miss Queen T, and I just followed, Lyrical Incision, I'm gonna make sure I send you all my links and everything in my email too, so that way we can go ahead and chop it up, see what we can put together.
And you know, one thing I like about the guy too, he's prompt.
Yeah, man, hey, the sun don't chill, you know what I mean?
I love that. So I'm gonna definitely hit you up now, though, because you all about your business. Like, yo, you right now.
Yep.
Right now.
Exactly. Yeah, not now, but right now. Yeah.
All right, yo, B1. Thanks for coming through. You know, and don't go nowhere. I need to get in some more callers. Okay.
Yep. No doubt. Hey, did you receive that email?
Let me look. I'll look through it and I'll get back to you. Okay. Just. I got to get to the next caller real quick, okay?
I'm on the line.
All right. Yo, shout out to the switchboard locking up right now. I mean, it's getting full. Shout out to the 847 and 952-612-213-617, 817-952 to 412 to 404. I see y'all. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all press that one. I actually want to get into this other call. Notice 614 want to say hi to Lyrical Incisions. Lyrical knows who this is. Let's go ahead and bring this caller in. 614-446.
Hey, Baz will make me dance.
Oh, boy.
What's up, Lyrical? Gotta give a shout out to Lyrical Incisions. Hey, what it do, homie?
Bands to make a dance.
You
just had to say it. Gotta give a shout out to this Queen T. Y'all do y'all thing.
Appreciate it.
Miss Gossie.
Do you have a question for Lyrical? Now is the time to ask. Anything you want to ask Lyrical, he has to ask.
Look, what intrigued you so much about bands to make me dance?
It's just a simple fact that a lot of people can't find their panties after that song go off. I mean, if you must know.
Hey, that's what's up. But I really can't think of it. I'm just really tuning in and listening, But you all doing that thing. I love your music, you know. So keep doing it.
And I love you.
That's what happened.
All right, thank you for calling in. We're going to get into the next caller, one more caller. Then we're going to, do our little outro. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get into a caller from the 302-743. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's Crush the Catalyst calling in from Newcastle, Delaware.
Crushy!
What up?
What's up, Delaware in the building? What's good, Crush? We got my boy Lyrical Incisions in the building. Did you get a chance to hear any of his music?
Nah, I just stepped in, and I remember it was Tuesday, so I had to call in.
All right, Delaware.
It was good.
Yo, Crush, don't go nowhere, too, because we want to get into some of your music. We miss you on the Miss Queen T. Magasia show and the next Glow Radio, so thank you for calling in, okay? Don't go nowhere, okay? We got you locked in with us.
All right.
Let's go ahead and take one more caller from the 952-465. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Problem. I'm calling from Minneapolis. I'm Next Blow.
It's a Problem. What's good?
Man, what's going down, man? You know, I had to tune in real quick, man. You know, I had to tune in, show some love. You already know what time it is. What up, Lyrical Incisions? I hear you. I hear you shit bagging, nigga.
Hey,
Appreciate it. Twin Cities in the building. What's happening?
Well, definitely, man. Same old, you know what I'm saying? Trying to find a way to come about this crunch right now, man. Ain't no nothing, though. We got a couple of things moving and shit, though. No, definitely like to hear your music. Like to hear more of your music and shit, bro.
Yo, absolutely. I'll tell you what, man. Miss Queen T, though, she's going to take me by the hand and take me into the Twin Cities, though, so I can definitely know the air going on there.
Oh, yeah. You come up here, we got something for you. We going up here, we got something for you, for sure.
I had seen something on the net not too long ago. I think it was on WorldStar. They was having a female, basically the best of the females in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it looked like that.
They're having a what? I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
But it was something I seen on WorldStar. They had about 15 female MCs.
That was the coldest. That was the coldest cipher to me. Garbage. It was the coldest thing shaking from Minnesota. But I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't care who was in it. Niggas got a problem. Holla at me. I mean, scale game, deal or nothing. You already know what it is. But all them other cycles was garbage. They let the women come and show them out. I ain't gonna lie.
There it goes.
Man,
I love it. Y'all
want to see what we talk about? Go ahead and YouTube that. You know, Minnesota Twin City Cypher, all females, and they got the dendo. But yo, scale gang.
What's up with it?
Stay cool. Stay, don't go nowhere. Okay, we're gonna get back to your call. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on the line.
All right. Yo, Lyrical.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you out in traffic. Once more again, let everybody know where they can find you. Facebook, Twitter, Reverb, YouTube, all that stuff. Let them know how they can add you. And you know what I'm saying? You got any shout-outs you want to give or anything else you want to say before we let you go?
All right. Well, yeah, everybody can reach me, Mr. 513 at Yahoo. That's MR, MISTER, 513 at Yahoo. As far as the Twitter goes, I stand corrected. Ain't no underscore. It's Lyrical Incision, no S for the Twitter. And Facebook, you can just hit me up at regular old Lyrical Incisions. Just look for the dude who's getting hit by a school bus. I ain't hard to miss.
That's a dope ass cover. I love the cover. That's what got me for real. Before I even looked at it, I'm like, oh shit, let me look at this. Let me listen to this.
You come out with something different. Like, one of my favorite album covers of all time is that Red Man's Muddy Water. The Muddy Waters. Like, this nigga was just in somebody's kitchen, just muddy as hell, with his feet crossed, like he'd been waiting on you.
All right, that's what's up, Magasa. You got anything else you want to say?
No, I'm just real quick. Won't everybody know how they can find you on Twitter and Facebook one more time? In case they missed it the first couple of times.
All right. With the Twitter, it's going to be at Lyrical Incision. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, just hit me up, Lyrical Incisions with the S at the end. Look for the dude getting hit by the school bus. And as far as email for any type of collaborations or whatsoever, hit me up at MR, MISTER, 513 at Yahoo. And I definitely appreciate the hospitality of Next to Blow Radio. Listen, man, hang with them. They'll hang with you. Please believe it. And I want to give a shout out not only to the Midwest, but the whole damn world. Let's all reunite. Let's get it together, y'all.
All right, let's get it together. Yo, Lyrical, thank you for stopping through and blessing us with your music and your presence. You know what I'm saying? So definitely look out for that mixtape, and we'll definitely, you know, when you drop new material, make sure you send it over. And I'm still waiting for that new track you did. You say you did a techno dance track?
I did the techno dance track. Listen, I'm trying to get the Ricky Martin money. Y'all can keep it in the hood if y'all want to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can tell you keep it in the hood. Multiple careers on multiple islands is what I'm aiming for. So, yeah, I went to the technical. I went to the techno.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get it with y'all, man. I'm gonna get it with y'all. I'm gonna definitely, yo, I definitely wanna definitely send another shout out to the Next to Blow Radio. Yo, I love y'all, man.
We love you too. We love you too, Miracle. And before we let you go, we wanna get into your last track, Mambo. And after that, we're gonna get into these callers. We see you. Don't go nowhere. We'll definitely get into them callers as soon as this track is done. Yo, Lyrical, go ahead and introduce this last track for tonight.
All right. Hola, amigas, for all my sexy mamacitas out there. Yo, I'm about to bump this Mambo. And all my people down in Miami and Florida, Texas, California, all my Latin people on the New York, this one for y'all, baby. Let's get it.
I'm going to
go ahead and say
like
it. Y'all ain't ready for this. Come on. Go ahead. Y'all can keep it straight if y'all want to, but I'm trying to get this money out here. I'm going to take it across the sea. Let's go.
Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Go, play. Go. Big stuff with Siciliano. All you calabrese do the mambo like a crazy woman. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Twitter at Lyrical Incision. Follow him, hit him up on Facebook, Lyrical Incisions, and all that stuff. Just Google him. Just Google him. Shout out to him for rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the next caller. Yo, wait, before that, my God, see what you think about that track. I know that's the first time you heard that track.
It had to move my hips, you know, to the left, to the right, so I'll get a mumble. So I didn't have a. So I was definitely listening that right there. That track was real nice.
Yep, shout out to him. I told you he got like a different style, like he got a whole bunch of different types of music and stuff, so I want to hear that dance track, that dance techno. But, and that being said, let's go ahead and get into some more callers real quick. Let's go ahead and get into caller from the 276.
Yo,
who is this and where are you calling from?
What's happening? This is the Big Boss Man, Lil Rich, and I am Next
time?
Like back, calling from, where's VA? Time. Virginia.
VA.
Yo, Lil' Rich.
Yo.
Let us know about this new track you got going on that you sent over to us.
Well, it's new. It's new. It's on my latest mixtape, Deal or No Deal. You can grab that on coasttocoastmixtapes.com, firestardjs.com, and all that. But it's like a little track for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a bunch of good feedback from the ladies at the shows and stuff, you know, when I did it. But anyway, it's for the ladies. It's called Put It On. Y'all want y'all to check it out. Tell me what y'all think about it.
All right, let's go ahead and get into the track right here. But my boy, Lil Rich, put it on you right here, Miss Queen Kimagashi Show, next to Lil Radio. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Your man do it good, but he can't do it like me. Oh.
Okay, okay. That's my boy Lil Rich out from Virginia. Put it on ya. Yo, Lil Rich, where can people find that track and some more of your music?
Okay, they can find that on that mixtape is called Deal or No Diss on thatpiff.com, coast to coast mixtapes.com. You can hit my Twitter up at I Am Rich and get it off of there. I'm on Reverb Nation at Lil Rich. And also you can hit me up on 5stardjs.com. A lot of my stuff is on there. Just kick it with me, fuck. See how I rock, that's how we doing it.
That's
what it is.
That's a nice
show. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Yo, put the radio station on hold. But yeah, by the time we come back. So anyway, so shout out to all the callers that are rocking with us. I want to give a real quick shout out before we go into this next interview with our boy next. But shout out to the 302, man. Shout out to the 302 is deep in the building. Shout out to Crush the Cadillac. Shout out to HIT for Deep Music. Shout out to Lil Rich again. Shout out to the 614B1561, the 847. Also, shout out to the people in the chat box, Michael Washington. Shout out to Road to Stardom Radio as well, man. Shout out to them. If y'all ready to go live, y'all want to go live, ask a question when we get into this interview, man. Make sure you press that one. And, yo, Mugasa, you ready for the second interview?
Almost definitely. Let's get to it.
Let's go ahead and get into this 561. And if y'all are trying to go live and request some music, I apologize. You know, we get into this exclusive interview. So if y'all are trying to request your music, just stay in tune with us. Don't go nowhere because we will get your music played tonight. So don't go nowhere. We're going to get into the 561. Our second guest, Lil Cooley. What's up, boo?
Hello?
What's popping, Black?
How you doing?
Everything blessed. You know, just chilling. Everything blessed anyway.
You want to welcome you to Miss Quincy and Magasia show. Let everybody know who you are and what you're representing.
Yeah, to the mainstream by the MIA, you know, that support I do it for the homeless, you know, keeping inspirational dreams and smiles on kids' face. I got my own charity coming soon.
I don't know your connection, but I hear you kind of low a little bit. Can you, like, put your volume up a little bit higher, please? Can you repeat that?
All right. You can hear me now better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
All right, most deaf. I'm Lil Cooley, man. For those who don't know me, you know, I'm Lil Cooley. I'm located in MIA. You know, I do it for the poor. I do it for the homeless. You know what I'm saying? Born and raised in Kingston, Jamaica. You know, keeping inspirational dreams and smiles on kids' face. I got my foundation coming soon.
That's what's up. Let everybody know how you got your name, Lil Cooley. Where did you get that name from?
Well, you know, my grandma that passed away, rest in peace, Granny Grace. I got that name when I came out, you know, came out the sack. From my mother, I got the name Little Cooley. I got the name Cooley, but I just added a little to the end because, you know, like rappers, you know, nowadays they add a saying before the normal saying, you know, as a little, you know, young, you feel me? So, but the Cooley really means like just like cool, you know, just a cool young kid.
And he's a real cool young dude, you know, very humble. You know, he believes in his craft, you know, most definitely. Let's talk a little bit about your mixtape that you dropped that's called Team Slum. Let's get into that. Let us know exactly, you know, what made you title the mixtape Team Slum.
Well, you know, team, you come together to be united. Slum meaning definition, rundown gullies, abundant houses, and so forth. That's where I'm born and raised at, you know, Kingston, Jamaica. That's all we're saying. Police brutality, people killing, the age 8 years old, 13, I'm saying killing, going on, you know. It's like we was living in the battlefield, but we were fighting like
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I, the name all came together, man. I just wanted to introduce myself.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead, Maggie. No, I was gonna say, it says on the mixtape Team Slum Part 1. So are you gonna do several parts to the mixtape?
Oh yeah, okay. Talk about that. Team Slum Part 1. It's not going to be a part two to it. The other mixtape I'm coming out with is going to be Team Slum Presents, Keeping Inspirational Dreams and Smiles.
Oh, okay, okay. Sounds good. Sounds very good. Good.
So at what age did you realize you wanted to be in the music industry? At what age did you discover your talent as well?
Well, from a youngin', I got my passport, moved to New York, met my dad. My dad was living with my aunt was a Christian at a church right down, like two blocks away from where we lived at. And I went in the church one day, and the preacher started, and then I just started playing the drums to the preacher, to the mood of the church. And like the preacher was like, man, like, you're great. But I recently started rapping like a year ago in a couple months, you know?
Okay. So who, what rapper would you say is your favorite rapper, old and new, and why?
Well, I won't say I have a favorite rapper, but I'll say I have someone that I look up to.
And who would that be?
It's two. I look up to Tupac and I look up to Nas.
Okay, well, definitely, that's two. Nas is a very deep brother when it comes to, you know, his lyrics and whatnot. And I heard an album he did with, I think it was Damian Marley, I believe. I might be mistaken, but it was a reggae artist he did an album with, and that album was crazy. But Nas, of course, you know, everybody loves Tupac, most definitely. I wanted to get into one of your tracks. Are we ready to go to one of the chats? Or you want to continue to ask the question?
I'm having technical difficulties with my computer right now. So let's keep on asking some more questions, getting more depth with Lil Cooley.
No problem.
Lil Cooley, have you done any stage performances, open mics performed, all that good stuff yet?
So far I did three open mic. Well, I did one show and I did two open mics, and I have a show tonight, like around in a couple hours.
Let everybody know where that show is going to be at, and is it free to get in? Like, what's the rules and terms and conditions with your show for tonight? The details.
Yes, it's free to get in. It's going to be on 7th Ave in the city. I'm not sure it's the address, but all I know is on 7th Ave, right?
It's going to be on 129th Northwest 7th Avenue. 123rd, I'm sorry, Northwest 7th Avenue. It's called Peak Lounge, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And what time are you performing tonight?
Like around 12:01 in the morning.
Okay.
So do you have a favorite song that you perform that gets the crowd going more, or like do you have a favorite song just in general to perform?
Well, you know, before I even step in on the stage, I have a positive vibe, you know. So I don't ever want to have that type of vibe to know that if I get on the stage and now I start performing, then the crowd gonna start booing me. I don't ever want to get that type of vibe. But really, I don't have no favorite song, you know. The song that I'm gonna perform tonight, it all depends on the type of area that I think, you know. The type of spirit that's surrounded in the club, then I will perform that song. But normally I don't pick and choose.
I know I kind of believe you, because like if the crowd is like crunk and they're getting wild, then you want to do a crunk and wild song. If the crowd is more mellow, relaxed, laid back, then I would want to do a cool, collective type of track. So I pretty much agree with you on that. I wanted to ask you, do you think that, you know, hip-hop is dead, how everybody says that, you know, you feel like hip-hop is dead? Do you feel that way as well? And if you do, why do you feel like hip hop is really dead?
All right, let me rephrase that question. I don't think hip hop is dead. I just think that the music industry is in another world right now. And the reason why I say that is because if you think about it, our generation is like the devil. They don't have nothing to show. And they coming out with club bangers now. But you still have other hip hop artists that people don't even know about, like Nas. You know, people know about Nas, but you have like other hip hop artists that like very lyrical, you know, and people don't know about those artists yet, but they yet still they know about the main music groups that's popping right now, like YNCMB, MMG, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. There's a lot of artists out right now that don't really give the recognition they deserve because they're so busy sucking on Cash Money and MMG, you know, from Miami. But, like, on our station, all we hear is Young Money. And they're not really MMG like that, but every other song is a Young Money artist. They're doing it right
now. Don't get me wrong.
Huh?
Don't get me wrong. Salute to MMG and salute to Cash Money. You know, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, how the industry is, you know. Salute to Cash Money and salute to MMG, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're about to get some major radio play right here on Next Level Radio, where we support the hot underground independent artists right here. Yo, Cooley, go ahead and introduce one of these tracks. We got two tracks by you, Dedication and Bank Roll. Go ahead and introduce one of these tracks for us and our listeners.
All right, I'm gonna come with the Bank Roll first. You know, Bank Roll is mostly about being dedicated. If you're in college right now, you're feeling stressed out because the professor, he giving you too much homework, you know, just listen to Dedication, and it's going to power you up to rise above the influence. Drop that track.
That's a beat right there. I like that.
All right, y'all, we about to get into a little Cooley Bankroll right here on Next Blow Radio with the Miss Queen T and Magasia Show. Let's go. If my computer wanna play, let's go.
I'm coming out the fucking ghetto, we ain't have shit.
Nah.
I see my people get evicted, so blame the politics.
What?
They say you work for what you want, I put my heart
I'm
in this.
It.
But picture this, I keep it grinding for my damn
disease.
Get your bank roll. Get your bank roll. A lot of haters gon' be hating, but it's fuck 'em though. Get your bank roll. Get your bank roll. A lot of haters gon' be hating, but it's fuck 'em though. A lot of haters gon' be hating, but it's fuck 'em though. Get your bank roll. Get your bank roll. A lot of haters gon' be hating, but it's fuck 'em though. Get your bank roll. Get your bank roll. I'm from a set of generation where we buy this cash.
lot of haters gonna be hating, but fuck them though. I like that. That's the new motto. Fuck them though.
That's what it do. So, my phone is tripping, y'all. So, real quickly, what was on your mind like when you was in the studio recording that track?
You're like, fuck him, though.
He's like, who was on your mind? Like,
when I do songs, you know, I'm in the studio, I listen to instrumentals, and when I listen to instrumentals, I get an image of what the song, what the instrumental is trying to tell me, you know?
Right.
And I get that type of image, and, you know, I just say it. I just let the people know.
That's what you do. Go ahead, Maggie. I wanted to know if you have any official websites or any, like, Reverb or, you know, so where can people find more of your music at?
You could find my music on YouTube. You could follow me on Twitter. You could follow me. You could add me on Facebook. Right now I'm working on my website. I'm getting my website together. But other than that, for now,
How can I find you on Twitter?
On Twitter at Little Cooley, and on Facebook, and on Facebook Team Slum Little Cooley. Also download my mixtape, man. Go do that right now. As I talk, just go on datpimp.com and type in Little Cooley, or you could type in Team Slum, and you gonna see it.
And if you can't find it, go on my Twitter feed. You'll see it because I'm on every hour. You can definitely get that. Download the mixtape. Listen to it. He got some nice tracks on there. You know, he's definitely doing his thing.
For sure.
That's
what's
up.
Do you get support? I'll ask the other artist this question I'm about to ask you. Do you get the support that you want to receive from DJs out here in Miami?
Well, I don't require my support from DJs and, you know, in Miami's, but right now I got God, you know, and he told me if I keep on doing what he have planned and the obstacles, then I'll be okay.
That's a very good answer. That's definitely deep right there. I definitely like that.
Most definitely.
I wanted to go into my favorite track, Dedication. That shit right here is like, you have to really sit back and listen to the words that Lil Cooley is saying in these verses, because it just kind of makes you really deep. So with that being said, can you introduce your track, Dedication?
As Maggie said, man, I just listen to the words that's in the track. You know, if you claim yourself as you're a fan, listen to the words. Don't just listen to the beat and nod your head. Mm-hmm. Listen to the words. It's called Dedication by Lil Cooley. Let's get it.
Hi, y'all. I gotta bear with me again. My computer is acting real fucked up today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell Lyrical, I need a new computer. That's what's on my Christmas list.
as we get the Swiss board together, you know what I'm saying? One more time. What you say?
I said I got it together, but go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. We go. Let's go ahead and play that song, Dedication by Lil Cooley.
All right, let's go.
First, I want to thank God for the obstacles he helped me run through, keeping me protected and not becoming to a fool.
It's all love.
But listen up, it's Lil Cooley. It's Team Slum. Dedication the key, so let me open to it. It all started from my room, but now I'm focused to it. I used to sit up in the corners talking noon and night. I kept my Bible on the bed cause it was only right. Yeah, I love to read it cause it told me right. I'm from the ghetto in the alley trying to see the light. You know it's dogs, all they wanted was some bones to bite. I'm talking to the world, we come together black and white. Now I'm looking at the world and what you see is fight. I'm talking teachers, low wages, give them high price. And plus them criminals killing, they feel a little spice. My name is Cooley and the Cooley.
I love my people, give them chances, yeah, you roll the dice. I said it once before, but go ahead and say it twice. My name is Cooley for your birds, yeah, I'm talking flight. I'm yelling dedication, nigga, on my first night. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't wait. Twice. I thank my mama and my father for his sacrifice. And plus I thank my Lord above for his given life. I know he loves us and he trusts us, so let's do the right. Not to mention that the wrong is all wrong. No, we never perfect, but I'm healing to the song. Early morning, night time, I'm acting, reaching songs. And days go better and you watch it how we form. Damn, now it's crazy how my life is formed. We started from a piece of nothing, but now we being born. And it's so crazy how they treat us like Katrina storm. We all falling and we drowning, so we being torn. Like a tissue, never did a crime, but yet we facing all this issue. Houses in the ghetto, poor people being evicted. Yeah, and now you wonder what's the issue. Wonder what's the issue. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't wait it. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is my motor, so I'm going ready. Okay, now. They say life is really what you make of it. It's either you living bad, it's either you living good. All I want from you, from my heart, from my soul, from my love, I just want you to make a change in every way that you can and be dedicated to it. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is my motor, so I'm going with me. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is my motor, so I'm going with me. Dedication is the obstacle, we straight with it. Dedication is the obstacle, we won't quit it. Dedication is my motor, so I won't trip it. Dedication is my motor, so I'm going with me.
Myself, because I'm doing a great thing. Not just for me, but for my family. Dedication. Yes, yes. One of my favorite tracks on there, right there, right now. I bump this every other day. I love this track right here, Dedication. What was going through your mind, you know, as you were in the booth and you were getting ready to record this track right here?
You know, like I said before, it's like I get a message, you know. I get a message from the instrumental. As you see, the instrumental is very, like, wisdom type, you know, very inspirational. So I just come forth, you know, where I just ended up, you know, coming forth, Father God passed through, you know, drop a couple lyrics off, and he told me what to say on it, so that's what I did.
That's what I love going over here. See, I want to take a couple callers, see if they have any questions for Cooley.
All right, let's go ahead and get to some callers. Let's go ahead and get into a caller from the, let's see, 214, that's my boy B1. Yo, B1, what's good? You got any questions for my boy Cooley?
Oh, no. Did he get my Twitter, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to link with you. I see what you're doing. You do some positive stuff. You're down in Miami, right?
Yeah, I'm in Miami, 305.
That's love, man. I like what I was hearing.
That's for sure, my brother.
No doubt, no doubt. Yo, you can take me up on hit me up on Twitter or on Facebook. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/B1MFU. That's BEEONEMFU. And on Twitter, it's B1EEONE_MFU.
You on Facebook? You on Facebook right now?
Yeah, but I'm not in front of my computer. I'm actually outside in my neighborhood and stuff, so I can't add you myself. But if you're on the computer, you can go ahead and hit me up. Or let me see. You can also send me an email at hoodbizmusic, HoodBizMusic @.com.
Hood, you said hoodbeatsmusic.com?
Hoodbiz.
All right, look, can you remember this? Team Slum. You can remember Team Slum?
Hold on.
It's TEAMSLUM. Team Slum.
Team Slum?
Team Slum Space. Team Slum Space. Little Coolie. LILCOOLIE. Just add me on Facebook and then I'm a note.
All right, I'm gonna look for you, man. Hey, check it. I be doing showcases up here in West Palm Beach, but you know, what I mean, I call it Hood Biz Nights, and we actually extending outside of West Palm. We're going into Broward as well as into Miami-Dade. So I know you're down there in Miami-Dade, man. I definitely gonna reach out to you. You got a phone number or something I can reach you at?
Yeah, I got a phone number you can reach me at.
What it is? Go ahead and shoot that number.
561.
Yep.
584.
All right.
0130.
Now I realize you got a West Palm Beach number.
I got one
by your
area.
Hold up, 5 6 is in the building. That's as good.
For real, I fuck with West Palm Beach though, man. You know I fuck with West Palm Beach. Shout out to Boosie, man. Free Boosie, you know.
Word up, yeah, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's love right there. That's that dude right there. You know what I mean? For real, dude. Yo, I'm trying to bring this Tri-County together, man. So unity. You know what I'm saying? That's why I came back here to Florida, so that, you know what I'm saying, I can show the world what Florida got to offer, man. Like, we got some real deal out here. Still act. Music is tremendous. You know.
That's for sure, my brother.
Word up, hey. If I can, let me give a shout out real quick to my brother Danny Death, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to, you know, some of his homegirls, Loka and Nati. You know what I mean? I'm out here chilling with him out here in Palm Hill. We out here just lamping and shit in the hood, you know what I mean?
That's what it
is. That's
what it
do.
Y'all be one. Thank you. Don't go nowhere again, okay?
No doubt. I'm here. If my phone dies, I'm going to call you back.
All right, yo, and if you guys are listening, y'all tune in through the website. We got 12 minutes left before the overtime hour. We got 12 minutes, and if y'all are tuned in, y'all must call in now, 718-664-9115. And if y'all are tuning through your phone, make sure you don't hang up because y'all will not be able to get back in the line because the switchboard will lock up on y'all. So, and that being said, man, let's go ahead and get in. Let's take one more caller. Call it from the 708. Call
us 708-227.
Who is this and where
are
you calling from?
Hey, what it do? What it do, boy?
What's up? What it do, my brother?
Hey, what it is, man? Well, Queen T, you know what it is, right?
Yeah,
that's what
I know what it is.
What is it?
It is Major Promotion. Major. CEO of Major.
That's it. What do you do? I ain't been on this in a while, man. Y'all still doing your thing. Loving it.
We miss you. What's good?
Hey, what's happening, man? So much, man. So much. You know what I'm saying? Still been working. What up, Magasia?
Nah, me and you ain't cool.
Nah. Tell me.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll make sure I call you tomorrow, man.
Don't feel bad because I got it too. Trust me, he already got it to me. I already
I know.
But this
I know.
Is 2 weeks ago.
Yo, but come on now. Come on now.
No,
put a drop
man,
in. Play the drop. Play the drop. You see where the love's still there. The love's still there.
Of course. You play it every time you go on air. You already know. Do you have any questions for Lil Cooley?
Hello?
Yes, do you have any questions for Lil Cooley?
Who?
The artist we're interviewing right now, Lil Cooley, do you have any questions for him?
Oh, so what did he do? What did he do, bro? Yeah, that's what we just had, the dedication joint, right?
Yeah,
I like that shit. That's a tight word. Well, what's your primary inspiration for doing music?
Say what?
What's your primary inspiration for doing music? Like, what mainly drives you to do your music?
I want to make a change in the world.
What kind of change?
I'm going to make a change in the ghettos. You know, where I live, you come to where I live, you're going to see pollution. You're going to see dirty buildings. These crackers ain't playing. They got more people living in abandoned houses, you know. They got kids in Africa suffering. No food to eat, but yet still, they got all these farms and all this other, But yet still, kids in Africa starving.
Hold on, Cooley, hold on. Who's playing that in the background? Who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, that you playing in the background?
Playing what?
That's loud. It's somebody's TV or what? Who is that? I know it's not Steve.
No, it's cool. Go stay. We'll get back to you, okay? We're going to get into one more caller real quick. We got somebody calling for it to speak a little cool. Let's go ahead and get into the caller from the 757 area code 572. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I am True Music, artist and songwriter. Out of Queens, New York. I heard that dedication track. I had to call her.
That's a song.
For sure. That's love,
that
my brother.
That shit is definitely dope. Hands down.
For sure,
that's
my brother. And speaking about those two, like, I did this show, right? Like, my second show. I did a show, and I came with it. I came with an acapella. And, like, the crowd ain't know me, you know? The crowd ain't know me. And, like, I mean, like, the crowd went crazy, you know? Saying, like, man, pull that up, you know?
Word.
That's love, though. That's love.
Definitely. Now, how long you say you was doing this? You been doing this, though?
I've been rapping for a year now.
Word. That's what's up, man. You keep doing your thing, man. I've been doing this shit since the age of 10. I'm just grinding, so I'm definitely going to look you up on Twitter. We got to link up, like.
For sure, man. Look me up on Twitter. Add me on Facebook. Download my mixtape on thatpiss.com.
Definitely. I'm on that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Lil Cooley. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know once more time where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, Reverb, that mixtape, and let everybody know where they can find the music and all that good stuff.
Download my mixtape at thatpiff.com, Lil Cooley. Add me on Facebook, Team Slum Lil Cooley. Follow me on Twitter, at Lil Cooley. Let's get it. YouTube, Lil Cooley. Let's get it.
That's what's up. Do you have any shout-outs? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you have any shout-outs, Cooley, before you leave the show tonight? You have any shout-outs, anybody going to say thanks to?
I want to give a shout-out to all the rappers that's in Florida, you know? All the rappers that's grinding, because it's not today you doing it and tomorrow you better. It takes time. So I want to give a shout-out to all the rappers that's on their grind right now, you know? And big ups, yes.
Most definitely. We appreciate you for coming through tonight. We had a great time with you. We love the music. We love your message. We love your grind. You are welcome back. And Miss Queen Tina Garza Show. Anytime that you would like to come back on the show,
You don't have to hang up, but hold on the line. We're going to take some more callers, and we had a great time with you tonight.
Bless.
All right. Shout out to everybody locked and loaded with us again. We got 5 minutes and 23 seconds left before the switchboard does lock up. Man, great interview with Lil Cooley tonight and Lyrical Incision. Shout out to them. Man, don't hang up. We're going to get into these callers. I'm ready to get a crack in. You know what I'm saying? With our listeners, our callers. Let's go ahead and get into this caller from the 302 area code. Caller 302-743.
Yo, it's Chris.
Crash, what's good?
What's up?
Yo, let everybody know again where you calling from.
I'm calling from Newcastle, Delaware. 302, stand up, let's go.
That's what I do, man. Let everybody know your Twitter name and stuff like that, too, because I know you've been MIA, so our listeners, though, you know, they got to renew yourself.
Yeah, I've been MIA for a minute. I've been grinding though, but the Twitter is Crush the Catalyst, Crush DACATALYST.
All right, that's what's up. We got some tracks on the switchboard of yours. What would you like to hear?
What we got?
Let's have music by you. You went a lot. You want to hear what we got?
Yeah, what we got?
We got Summer Is Mine. We got Just Cause I'm Drunk. We got Drummer Boy.
We can go with Just Cause I'm Drunk.
All right, go ahead and introduce this track.
This is Just Cause I'm Drunk, starring me, Chris the Catalyst, my homeboy, O Flame, Shadow EMT, and Sky Clark. Let's go. Next to Blow.
Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party bump. Make the track jump, make the beat bump. Yeah, mumble in your jungle, make you feel it in your drum. Yeah, don't dang. Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party pump. Make the track jump, beat the beat pump. Yeah, rumble in your jungle, make you feel it in your drum.
Who that knocking at the window? Who that drunker than chin focus me, crush? And I'm here to say, damn, I'm grooving. Is it me or the lights gradually moving? See, I'm tripping. Is it the Henny or the Ciroc? The Nouveau that got me on my leaning rock. Cause everything is processed with a slight delay. I'm talking about the inebriation. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, it's Cold War. We taking it all. Team also weakened. Yo, we surely the ball. Yo, sorry, dog. The crown's been captured. I'm so hood made. I'm feeling so manufactured. Got the absolute with the cranberry chase. Hope you catching this. You all alone. Over the place, Cold War dummy. Your chick wanna be my model. I should stop. Nah, pass me another bottle.
Don't think, just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump, make the beat boom. Yeah, rumble in your jungle, make you feel it in your drum. Yeah, don't think, just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump, make the beat boom. In your jungle, make you feel it in your trunk.
Check it, the whole room is spinning. Might be the coke, cause it got a little gin in it. I'm feeling it, ailing it, killing shit. Never got the junk of my life, but now I'm getting it. It's C-Dub, but here with a vengeance. Of course we got hot tracks, why you asking stupid questions? Making an entrance, kick the door off the hinges. Leave an impression, something you truly remember. It's frostbite, boom like dynamite. Guess who's the alcohol, make me trip up on this mic. No competition, haters, get your flow up. C4 skyline, I'm about to blow up. Now stumbling, can't wall shade on the street, cause I see three lines on the concrete. Officer, officer, please let me off with a warning. It's bad enough, I'll have a hangover in the morning.
Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom.
like the beat bump. That rumble in your jungle make you feel it in your tongue. Yo, don't damn. Just 'cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party bump. Make the track jump, make the beat bump. That rumble in your jungle make you feel it in your tongue.
Ain't fucking with that Henny, got that 150 wisdom. Party over crush, trying to get a nigga drizzle. Throwing back shots at that, what we drinking on? Never mind, just give me another one. Here they get my pimping on. Hot damn, this shit is strong. Got me tripping on whatever we sipping on. Got me singing double. Tell them DJs play my song. Got me thinking double. Tell them DJs play my what? Huh? Okay, you're bugging. Got me feeling sluggish. Hey, you bitch, rub on my stomach. You heard me, bitch. Make me a sandwich. I'm twisted, about to go ballistic. My balls look terrific. You look horrific. You need your lipstick on my dick, bitch. You're smart. Find out how to do it. Stupendous. I'ma sit right here.
Do your thing. Just 'cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party bump. Make the track jump, make the beat bump. That rumble in your jungle make you feel it in your drum. Yo, don't dance. Just 'cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party bump. Make the track jump, make the beat bump. That rumble in your jungle make you feel it in your drum.
That's my boy Crush the Catalyst. Yo, Crush, let everybody know where they can find some more of your music and your Twitter name one more time.
Well, everything is Crush the Catalyst. Reverb Nation, Twitter, Facebook. Just look me up. You can Google me. Crush CATALYST.
All right, that's what's up. Yo, thank you for rocking with us. Yo, Crush, don't go nowhere, okay, because we're about to get into another couple 302 numbers in your area, okay?
No doubt.
All right, shout out to Delaware. Got mad respect for Delaware. Yo, before we get into this next caller, I want to give a real quick shout out to everybody that's still locked and loaded with us. The switchboard is locked up, so if y'all hang up, y'all will not be able to get back in. So shout out to the 228 area code, the 847. The 276, Lil Rich, the Naya, Mr. P.I., double L-Z, Mr. Pills. I'm losing my voice, y'all. I'm sorry. You know, and the 302, the 708, 540, Dawood, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. B1, still rocking with us. Excuse me. We're going to get into this next caller. Calling from the 302-893. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy HIT, man, calling by way of Delaware, man. Newark, Delaware, 302, stand up.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing, man? I appreciate all the love and the support, man. I really do, man.
Most definitely.
We definitely support you. Yo, HRC, before we get into your movement and your new single that you're about to drop, I actually want to bring in that caller that you were talking about earlier to me, okay, about that song.
Oh, okay. He on?
Yeah, I'm about to bring him in right now. Lil Rich.
Yo.
Yo, what to do? This him right here, HRC.
Yeah, what's going on, Lil Rich? You said Lil Rich?
Lil Rich, what's happening, man? What's good, Rich?
Hey, yo, man, I'm telling you, you got a hit, man. You hear me?
For real?
Yeah, that's the beat, man. As soon as the beat came on, man, I'm sitting here with my 6-year-old son, man. We in here partying, you feel me? As soon as the beat come on. And respect all the other artists that I've heard. You know, I mean, I don't remember all their names, but, you know, I mean, Lil Cool's dedication, that joint was banging. But I'm trying to do a remix of that joint, man. You ever need somebody to do the remix, man, we can link up, do a remix. I got nice 16, nice 8, whatever you need me to do, I got you.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm ready, man. You can, you got a Facebook, you can look me up on Facebook at Lil Rich or either Henry Boy Entertainment. Look me up on Facebook. Or Twitter, I am Lil Rich. We'll get it jumping, man. I'm always down to collab or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That John Hart, man, that's industry ready, man. You gotta throw that thing out there, man, for real.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, real shit. You ain't mad. You ain't heard shit. You just gotta listen to the mixtape. For real, that's all I'm gonna tell you. And it's been like that for the last couple of mixtapes. Not bragging or nothing, not taking nothing away from no other artists, but this is what I do, man. I does this shit.
Right. I feel that. And we appreciate that, man. I'm gonna look you up and then we're gonna further that process, you know what I mean? And see where that goes.
Let's do it, man. Where you from, man?
I'm from Delaware, man. Newark, Delaware.
Oh, okay,
man.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you again, man.
Man, no doubt, bro.
Yeah.
All right, well, Rich, thank you for, you know, rocking with us in the constant support. We're actually about to get into one of his tracks as well that he's about to release right here on Thanks to Blow Radio. So don't go nowhere. Okay, hello, Rich.
Okay, I got you.
All right, yo, HRT, let everybody know about this single and, you know, what's the concept of it.
Yeah, man, I got a single dropped today, actually on iTunes. It's called Queen. And basically one of my producers, shout out to Loud Thought down there in North Carolina, he shot me the beat. I mean, you know, I was listening to the beat and, you know, I'm the type of person, when the beat tell me something, I just run with it. And the beat told me, man, you gotta talk about something powerful, something that means something. And I mean, I was going through a little something myself, so I wanted to kind of implement it into, as far as with my sister and my mom's situation. That's where Queen came about. Basically, to let people know, because everybody has a person or a friend that they know that's with somebody that person shouldn't be with them. They too good for that person. That person treats them like they lower than dirt. When in all naturality, you either want that person for yourself, or you know somebody else that want them. So that's basically where the concept came from, just to let you know that you might catch somebody who you love, but they don't really want you. They treat you messed up. And it's always somebody out there for you, man. You're beautiful. You don't need nobody else.
Sounds good.
All right.
Well,
we're going to
get I'm sorry, Maggie. What did you say?
No, I'm saying it sounds real good.
Yeah, let's definitely get into this track right here and, you know, say we'll get some feedback for you or whatever. So let's go ahead and get into this track from HIT, 4D Music's own. This track right here is called Queen. Let's go.
Flaunt you to the world, scream it out, this my girl, and it ain't nobody else like it's a perfect world. Me and you in a spin, now that's a perfect twirl. Damn, you beautiful in and out, you perfect girl. It ain't no Michelle without Barack, yeah, that's for certain. But what we need to realize as men is vice versa.
Reality and pertaining to this day in life, you feel me?
Right.
the show. I got a show.
Yo, Mr. Pills, don't go nowhere, okay? We're going to get to your caller, your call again, okay?
All right.
Because I want to hear that. Who's drinking? Who's smoking? Yo, let's go ahead and get into this block caller. I do know who this is, but her call came up blocked today. I don't know why. She's trying to sneak in here, but it's okay. Let's go ahead and bring her up.
Yo, hey, my fault. What's good? Glad to see y'all back on the air. What's going on, Divas? How are y'all?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Staying busy. You know how I do. So I was calling in, of course, to support.
make sure you hang up on Facebook. I've been trying to contact you for a couple of days. I'm going to talk to you about something. I'm going to be up on here until you inbox me so we can talk about a few things, but...
Yeah, just text me or call me, whatever, so we can get together and figure out what's up.
It's always just to, you know, pay your voice to have you on the show.
I'm going to
hear from
our main stories and Tuesday calling and show that love. Right, I know you've been hella busy. You guys have been awesome. I've seen the tweets y'all going in. If y'all need people to promote for you, next to Lowe's, the is who you go to, because, oh, my gosh, they go in like crazy. Much love to y'all. Love it. My timeline looks crazy, so I'm like, next to go. Oh, my goodness. I love it. That's true support right there. So.
Good night. We appreciate it. We love you, too. Real quick before we go, don't you still got your own show, or do you got your own show now?
I do. I'm actually hosting with... Miss Baby Girl from 813. We have a show called Ladies Night on Next Legacy Radio. That's every other Wednesday. So next Wednesday is 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. As Ladies Night Radio, we have dope artists that come on. And then we also have amazing topics. Last week, we actually had a topic talking about anti-bullying campaign and all that kind of stuff. So make sure y'all tune in and hit me up on Twitter. At GANAYAZZ for you for all the info. I'm always tweeting about it because we have tons of shows on Next Legacy, so it's been a blast.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. Yes. Good night, yeah. All righty. Well, one more thing. Let me show that y'all. I want to close the track real quick. Gotta hit Need You Tonight by Northrock 360 because the video officially dropped on October 30th. It will officially, finally be dropped. I'm so excited. It's dope. Y'all are going to love it, though. Yes. Yo, it's hot.
That is what's up. Well, we're gonna wrap up this other call, and we will get into that track. Go ahead and introduce that track real quick again so in case our listeners didn't get to hear.
Oh, definitely. Y'all got a tune that needs you tonight by Northrock 360 featuring Rose Timmy. Shout out to my Chi-Town fam. Love y'all. Sorry, sounds ink in the building.
Thank you, Denaya. Thank you. Appreciate the support. Don't go nowhere. Let's go ahead and get into. Yo, HRT, you still live with us, bros. We're going to get into another call from the 302-6900. Hello.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Yo, man, what's happening, man?
What's up? What's happening?
Oh, man. First, let me say this, man. I definitely appreciate y'all for letting, you know what I mean, hit get on. Like I said, you know, I see, you know, the tweets has been, you know what I mean, straight live and major all day. You feel what I'm saying? Supporting the link. So I definitely got to, you know, thank the whole Next to Blow, you know, ladies for that. And shout out to everybody, man, from the whole Next to Blow family. And definitely, man, the homie Rick. Is it Rick or Rich?
Rick.
Yeah, shout out to him. And the homie Little Cooley, right? That's his name too, Little Cooley? Yeah, shout out to him because I got a few of his tracks, but I just got to get the edits. So once we get the edits, I'm going to start getting that in rotation for him too. But, you know what I mean, like I said again, man, thanks for, you know what I mean, spinning the track queen. We definitely trying to, you know, like I said, man, do this, man, because we right now, like I said, we on this indie grind, so... This is all from the muscle right here. Everything, you know, I mean, out of pocket. So we just trying to, you know, make that good music. Hopefully everybody feels it. If not, that's cool. We want the criticism, because I know everybody's not going to like our music, right, for a fact. So we want people to be like, you know what, that was stupid. Go back to the lab and, you know, don't get out until you make a hit. So definitely, like I said, I appreciate everybody's feedback. And if you, and like I said, again, if you like the track, man, download it, because I know everybody had somebody that they know close that went through that situation where they was getting beat on. And with this being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, you know, that was a, you know, another main thing that we wanted to release the track for, because, you know, a lot of people don't really know the steps, you know what I mean, that somebody's in a domestic situation. And a lot of people that's in a domestic situation, they don't really want to tell their friends, family, what's going on.
Exactly. That's what's up. Yo, so we got two members of the 4 Deep Music in the building. Yo, that I have to admit, like, you know, listening to this track from the previous tracks that y'all, you know, did or, you know, are pushing or whatever, it's a really big change to me, but I love it, and it's a beautiful song, so I have to give you, H.I.T., a really big salute to you, and I love it, for real, for real.
I appreciate that, and to what you said as far as the music being a big change, it's one thing about music, man. You got it's two major things you gotta be. You gotta be very consistent, and you gotta be very versatile. So, you know, I got another single I'm gonna drop, you know, somewhere near in December, and my album gonna drop in March. So, two things that you gonna see with my album is consistency and versatile. I'm very versatile, so we can do whatever type of music, and I'm going to make the best out of it, and I'm going, you know, I'm going to hit it from the heart. So I appreciate the love, and you're going to see a lot more changes. It ain't going to be the only thing, but no matter what music we make, it's always from the heart.
That's what's up. So, AC and HIC, let everybody know once again where they can get that song and where they can follow you guys on Twitter and Facebook and Reverb and YouTube. Let everybody know real quick all y'all information and y'all phone number too. Maybe the ladies want to call y'all. No, I'm playing.
Oh God.
They can call me if they want. They can call me if they want. They might not get the right person to answer the phone though. But it's all good though, man. Listen, man. You know, you can reach me, HIT. You can reach me on Instagram, 4DM Hitter. You can reach me on Twitter, 4D at 4DM Hitter. Facebook, you know, is first. Facebook is Nathaniel. Barbary. I can't remember exactly.
He didn't want to cover my name.
Huh?
You don't have to give it out if you don't want to.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just that, yo, I don't really be on Facebook like that, so I can't even remember what it is, because I got a middle name in there that, you know what I mean, it's not my real middle name, so that's why I don't really remember. But you can hit me up on Twitter and hit me up on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram 24/7. It's like I work for Instagram, so, you know, you can hit me up for a DM hitter, and my email is ND. N as in Nancy, D as in dog, BARBARY@gmail.com. Or you can reach, you know, anybody from 4D Music at the number 4Deep Music, MUZIK, @gmail.com. Boogie, I'm going to let you go ahead and handle the rest.
Oh, yeah, Nancy, boy, AC, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, AC.
Oh, nah, you were about to say something?
Oh, I was going to say, I can put his Facebook on there. I know his Facebook.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, you can send my Facebook out, my direct Facebook. I'm on there. You feel what I'm saying all the time. It's Alfred Campbell. Yeah, I go by my real name, Alfred Campbell. That's why everybody call me AC.
Yes.
You can hit me on Twitter, 4Deep Music. That's the number 4DEEP Music, MUZIK. Any artist ever want to collab with HIT, feel free to, you know, get in contact with me there. Or you can email the verse, and that's 4deepmusic@gmail.com. Like I said, man, we are more than willing to work with anybody. So, again, If you got that R&B feel and you want to do some R&B, we can do it. Man, even if you got that rock, whatever you got, we're going to work with you. Like I said, let's make history. But again, what's most important, today, October 23rd, Queens featuring D Mega is available on the iTunes. You can search Don, that's D-O-N, Mega, M-E-G-A, and then put Queen. Two separate things, Don Mega, then Queen. Search it. It'll pull directly up on iTunes. Support the cause. It's 99 cents. 1 cent short of a dollar. I know everybody got a dollar. So let's get it, man, for real, man. 4D Music, man. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, one more thing I want to say. I just want to let all the artists know that, I mean, this shit is hard work, man. So for anybody who rapping just to rap, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that nobody is, but people that's just rapping, they're rapping, they playing games with it, you know what I mean? Leave it alone, because there's people out here who really want to. And I'm not for about being famous. I just got two kids, and, you know what I mean, my family I'm trying to feed. So I'm out here grinding. It's 90% business and 10% music. So to all the artists, man, just get on your music grind, man.
That's what's up. That's what it do. Yo, AC, I didn't hear you give your Twitter name. Am I tripping or I didn't hear your Twitter name?
Oh, my bad. I'll give it to you again. It's 4, the number 4, Deep, D-E-E-P, Music, M-U-Z-I-K. And Ms. Magasi and Ms. Queen T, man, I love y'all. Seriously. I love y'all a lot, man, because like I said, again, y'all always, you know what I mean, show us mad love. So I love y'all, man, for real.
Of course. You know we love our 4D Music family. Real quick, yo, AC, you know, for the people that are listening, the artists that are listening, and we'll go back and listen, let everybody know again how they can tune into your – oh, you didn't even tell us. Let everybody know how they can tune into your show on Sunday night, a Sunday afternoon, morning.
Yeah, 1 to 3 p.m., Teenity Radios, live and direct, the flagship show. Artists, I repeat, artists. If you send in music, please let it be edited. It's FCC rules. We will get shut down if we have curse words in our music. And it's a hefty-ass fine. So please, artists, send edited, clean music with your Twitter, Facebook, or whatever you have, any social networks, in one email, MP3s, team, nitty, N-I-T-T-Y, again, team, nitty, nitty@gmail.com. Have your people call and request if we get the song, and we'll get the song in rotation. Just have them call and request. And that's all I ask.
Yep. And their show is live. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's super. Magasi and I can vouch for it. Shout out to Team Nitty Radio. Man, make sure you support them. Yo, AC, let everybody know the website and how they can tune in.
Definitely, man. You can tune in at www.wvud.org. That's www.wvud.org. If you're, a lot of people won't be close, but if you're ever, you know, in the Delaware, Philly, or Jersey area, it's 91.3 FM. Or, like I said, you can hit me up, 4D Music. And just ask me, you know, how can you tune in?
All right, that's what's up. Yo, thank y'all for calling in and, you know, sending us that new track. It's definitely nice and we'll stay in rotation. ACHIT, 4D Music, we love y'all. Definitely don't go nowhere. We're going to take a couple more calls before we end the episode tonight, okay?
All right, I'll take it easy.
All right, all right. Yo, Maggie!
Yes. What a night.
I gotta ask you. I know it's a whole new season right now. I gotta know, what's the weather like out there? Because I know out here it's super crazy. What is it out in? How is it in Miami?
It's nice and breezy. Like, if I want to wear a sweater, I can. If I don't want to wear a sweater, I don't have to. So it's nice and breezy. You know, today I left the house with some tights, with some boots, and a, you know, nice little shirt or whatever. And I enjoy the weather. Like, right now, it's back in at 8 p.m. It's cold. New York is cold or whatever. But I am in. It's nice and breezy, and I'm loving it. How's it over there?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. It's supposed to be, like, super cold, but it's been so hot, girl. Like, not, like, super hot, but perfect weather. A little breeze, you know what I'm saying? Not so hot, but not cold. But I love it. I ain't complaining at all, so. Man, and if y'all, I'm giving shout out to everybody that's still tuned in with us. We appreciate y'all. We've been MIA for a little bit, huh, Magasia? But we've been super busy. We ain't missing an action for no reason at all. We got a lot planned for y'all, so definitely keeping it busy. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that tuned in. We're gonna get into some more callers, get some hot new songs in, and yeah, we appreciate everybody for rocking with us. We love the support, the constant support. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, too, at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT, at she_is_Magasia, MAGASSIA, at Next2BlowRadio with the number 2. But, yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and take some more callers. Let's go ahead and get back to these callers calling from the 678. 467. Let's get back to my boy, Mr. P-I-L-L-Z. I can't do your whole intro. You got to do it yourself. I'm sorry.
It's Mr. P-I-L-L to the Z from the C-P-G-A. You already know. Go boy, already. Eight times. Stay down. Zone 3, all the way to zone 6. What's happening, Miss Queen Tim Agassia? You already know. I love these women here because they grind, they grind, they grind. And that's why they shine, they shine, they shine. Already. What's Gucci, ladies? What's Gucci? You know what I'm saying?
We've been
Mr. Bill.
Yo, Mr. Pills, I heard you got a nice hot collab you working on real soon.
Yeah, I got Dope Ass coming out. I got my man Dopey. I got so much going on. And, you know, shout out to my whole team, you know what I'm saying? Soda Free, Monte Carlo, you know, Team Monte Carlo, you know what I'm saying? Black Rain Entertainment, Big Cat Records, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it's like, you know, I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying, with this new venture that I'm, you know, it's the Harold Griffin Agency, and they putting your boy in, like, $1 million studio, and I don't pay for no studio time ever, you know what I'm saying? My music about to be, we doing this mixtape, you know what I'm saying, and they finna put it in Walmart, you know what I'm saying, by, you know, next month. My album, you know, going to be dropping, you know, really in April, you know what I'm saying? It's just so much going on. It's a beautiful thing. But, you know, I got a lot of collabs going on. Shout out to my man, Archie Eversole. If y'all don't remember Archie, he the A-Town Vic talking about, you know what I'm saying, we ready. Yeah, I got something going on with Archie. You know, Vic, I ain't popping. It ain't slowed down. It's Mr. P.I. You already know. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody holding me down, you know what I'm saying? You know, if y'all wanna find me, you know, my government on Facebook is Mario Johnson, you know. And you, like you say, go Google MR.PILZ. Or at Mr. Pier01, and I appreciate everybody that helped me. You know what I love Next2Blow. Next2Blow is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's self-explanatory, and y'all ladies just work super hard. So salute. You know what I'm saying? And big things up for y'all also. You know what I'm saying? Work hard, play hard. In the end,
of course, yo,
motto.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Maggie.
No, I'm going to say that's the new motto. Work hard, play hard. That's what it is.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Already, you already. Hey, I appreciate that, too. Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I truly appreciate everybody that hold me down. And I know a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying, they want, you know, new music on my page, you know, But I got to take a different route, you know what I'm saying? The paperwork really got to be on point, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, with my Facebook music, Twitter music, I ain't going to put no new music out there until I'm ready, you know what I'm saying, when this paperwork really rolling. So, but everybody that hold me down, you know, I really love y'all, no doubt, no doubt. So, you know.
All right.
Oh, you already, hey, I got a whole lot of this new music I got that's going to drop, and I'm definitely going to shoot it to the next blow, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, a couple of other stations with y'all. Are, I think I got one called Alphabet G, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
I got, so, it's just so much more, man, I love the grind, so. I'm a little turned up over here because I'm on this line with Queen P and Magasi, and it's like, nigga, it's been like forever, you know. But it's been, you know, everybody just doing their thing, so that's what's up, ladies.
That's what it do. Yo, Miss. What track you want to hear? We're gonna get in. I'm gonna get into some songs on the switchboard, but I want to know what track of yours that you want to hear.
Well, I guess go ahead and roll with that. Who's drinking? It really don't matter because all of them do what they do. But, you know, go on, turn it up a little bit. Whichever one, you know, who drinking, who smoke, you know.
All right. We're gonna get into that track and add it to the rotation. Magasi, I'm going to get into a nice mix. You got anything else you want to say?
I'm going to say shout out to everybody that, you know, we interviewed tonight. You know, shout out to all the callers that first one, the callers that did first one. You know, everybody that stayed tuned in with us for the tea. Shout out, of course, to Queen T, myself, all the Next to Blow crew. We love you guys, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Same time, same station, same host.
Yep. And in the little mix that we're going to get into, we're going to get into some Mr. Pills, who drank it, who smoked it. We're going to get into some North Rock 360. We're going to get into another track from 4D Music's own, Home Again. Also, we're going to get into some major music, maybe by my boy Checkmate the Great. Before we get into that little short mix, before we end the show, I want to bring in one more caller that hasn't got a chance to talk yet. Let's go ahead and bring my boy Dawood in. What's good, Dawood?
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing? How you doing, Magasi?
Hey, how are you?
Nah, I just been listening and checking. Y'all, don't y'all know y'all get so many niggas inspiration? Y'all know that?
Right.
Y'all really do, man. Y'all ladies is off the hook. I love y'all ladies. It's a blessing y'all came on my path, and it's all good. I was hoping y'all bang one of my joints, but I understand y'all got rotations and shit. So it's all good. I just want to shout out Mr. Blow.
It's not rotation. We have to upload our new tracks that we received. So hopefully next Tuesday your song will be in rotation. And then when you call into the show next Tuesday, then we can definitely show you some love and play the song on the show. So don't get jealous or whatnot.
Hold on, I ain't tripping. Hey, believe me, y'all, I'm definitely ain't tripping because I ain't seen y'all but three little tracks. But I'm going to send y'all my whole, I'm making 16 tracks, so I ain't finished. I'm going to the studio again on the 1st and 3rd, so salute to my man Craze, 703. Salute the Craze Music Group. Salute everybody trying to do their thing and take hip-hop to the heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Take the music to the heart, and that's what I do. I'm trying to put Southeast on the map with lyrics, you know, letting people know that D.C. niggas do got lyrics. You know, they got the game twisted because a lot of D.C. niggas on that trap shit and that club shit. But, you know, I'm more on the hip-hop style. You know, I'm on that Wu-Tang, Nas, Common. You know, that's who I want to hear in my music, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But you got to start from the underground to get above ground. You know what I'm saying? So, I just, y'all inspired me to go in the studio, Queen T. Y'all been following me since last year, since my audition at the 106 joint. And, you know, it was about time for me to go in the studio. So, I'm in the studio. A lot of my money's tied in the studio, but I got some extras on the side. So we will be talking. You hear me?
Yeah.
You too, Magasi. We're going to definitely talk. I'm going to hit you up.
Well, definitely.
My cutie. And I want everybody to know I name all the ladies my own names. Queen T, I call her my native queen because she's an Indian. And I call her Agashia my cutie because she always smiling in the profile picture.
Yes.
So now y'all know why I call y'all that.
That's what it is.
Right,
appreciate it. Yo,
Dawu,
we
got to
get into this mix. You know what I'm saying? We
got
20
minutes left.
If I hang up,
man, don't think I'll let y'all. I'll hit y'all up.
Oh, you better not hang up.
I got y'all.
I'm fine. All right, hood. You have a good night.
I used to.
All right. Before we get into this mix, the four-song mix, I want to give everybody an opportunity to shout themselves out one more time or whatever it is. So let's go ahead and bring in HIT one more time. What's up, Hit?
What's going on?
Go ahead and shout your Twitter out one more time so we can get this rotation in.
Yeah, that'd be 4DM Hitter. You know what I mean? Or, you can at me at 4DM Hitter. Yeah, I mean, hit me up. Instagram or Twitter is the same name. So just hit me up. Appreciate the love. And, you know what I mean, we're going to keep rocking.
All right. Yo, shout out to everybody all the callers that just hung up. We ain't going nowhere. We got a hot mix for y'all. Stay tuned. Don't hang up, man. Got a hot four little tracks we about to play. Let's go ahead and bring another 302. AC, what's up?
Yo.
Yo, talk to me. Let the world know one more time your Twitter name.
Yo, man. Again, next to blow, Miss Queen Team Agashia. Thanks again. Get at the kid, 4Deep Music, the number 4Deep Music, M-U-Z-I-K. Get at me, man. Let's work, artist, man. Let's make history.
Let's go. All right, thank you for calling. Let's get into Miss Denaya. Denaya, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter again.
Definitely follow me at DanayaDD, number 4, letter U.
Denaya, DD for you. If y'all didn't get it, make sure you follow her. Great supporter. Love you, Diva. Thank you for calling in.
Love you, too. Much love.
All right, let's go ahead and get into B1 one more time. What's good? Shout out to Twitter one more time.
What it do, mama? Yo, shout out to Queen T. Shout out to Madonna. Yo. You know what I'm saying? My bad. I didn't know if y'all hit me up for a little bit. I was away from the phone for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going everywhere. I'm doing too much. Wearing a hell of a lot of hats. You know what I'm saying? Making it move and shit. But, yo, shout out to Next to Blow Radio. You know what I mean? Soon y'all going to hear some stuff from me on there. You know what I mean? Everybody look out. Hood Business is the movement. Check me out on Herbiz Music, HOODBIZMUSIC@gmail.com. For any inquiries, I'll shoot you to Facebook, to Twitter, all that. I mean, B1MFU, BEDONEMFU, all right?
All right.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. I had cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah, no, you know what I mean? It's all love. Make sure to shoot me that email so I can send them tracks into you, though.
I got you. I'm about to message you as soon as I start this next song, okay?
All right, bet that up, mama.
All right. Like I said, we're about to get into this mix right now. Y'all can rock with us, stay rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tune in every day of the week. We got hosts. Make sure you catch us out next Tuesday, same time, same number, same host. Probably some new hot guests, you know what I'm saying? We always have the hottest interviews, guests, music, right here, independent artists. You know, Magasi, you got one more. Anything else you want to say before I go into this track?
Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter and connect with us. We got good things, great things happening for Next to Blow in a couple of months, and I'll see you guys on Twitter.
All right, let's go. First track, we're going to get in right here. Mr. Pills, who drank it, who smoking, followed by North Rock 360, followed by 4D Music Home Again, followed by Checkmate the Great. Let's go. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Next Blow Radio. Let's go.
Who's drinking? Who's smoking? Who's drinking?
about 6 bottles. Gone off a bean, now they going full throttle. We roll it up, roll it bottles up. Turn it up, turn it standing up. On the bar, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Where my drink is at, yeah. Where my smoke is at, yeah. Right up in the club, so you know where the gangsters at. I kept pulling up.
Let's go.
Tight production.
Okay, B. We got a heater. I linked up with the nigga Mills PIC.
Well, you know I ain't been nowhere.
Let's go.
Just out of sight, out of mind.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you fags.
Hey.
Ziplock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you fags.
Hey.
Ziplock them in that bag. Toe tag.
Toe tag.
Toe tag.
You done crossed the line, nigga, that's your ass. On site, period, dot maxi pad. You's a dead man, you need a toe tag. He on your top and I'm on your ass. Catch a nigga sleeping on me, I'ma wake his ass. Something heavy, no earthquake, shake his ass. Cop back, clip pounds, that'll break his ass. Put the gun to a step with him, blow up his head. Never shot a nigga, you never chose him dead. You never held the gun, you never busted, man. I popped the boy, set him off the chain. He coming through in our own lane. This time around, we ain't playing, man. Black jacks, black pants, black shirt, black man. Black fitted cap, magic gun, magic gas. Black on black, nigga, everything's black. Except my money, got a black president. Knock, 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 get your president in. Fuckin' welcome back, we coming in. I don't really give a shit, neither do him. Yes, sir. Got a cap in, nigga. Got the word from the motherfucking cap in, nigga. Waste management, hit trash, nigga. All because your motherfucking action, nigga. Now me and him gonna let you have it, nigga. Quick pow, no bitch, straight up capping, nigga. Pow, 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 toe tagging, nigga. I'm a badass, but he's a savage, nigga. I ain't making shit up, but just rapping, nigga. The hood ain't the hood, just slamming, nigga. Let's eliminate the bitch, get it back again. Let's start it now, reset the trend.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you bags.
Hey.
Ziplock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you bags.
Hey.
Ziplock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 Oh, shit. Hey, Millie.
What up, hit?
Badass to that savage, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Badass to that savage. Savage back to that badass. Anytime that drama pop, I'm shooting niggas up like a madman. Guns raised, I ain't concealing shit. Young boy, and I'm killing shit. Mills, that nigga I'm killing with. You don't know who you dealing with. We back home, back home. Broke my that home of choice where them bitch niggas be walk around. Run around all scared and noise. But these real niggas be flipping packs. Guns be they real voice. Two shots, then two more. That just me, fuck your boy. Your boy what? Your boy who? Fuck that nigga, he'll die too. These guns ain't to be played with. These guns ain't to be lied to. These bullets come out hot and greasy. Wipe you down, then fry you. Try your luck, deny you. Fuck niggas that despise you. Kill lanes is what I do. Real niggas will try you. Talk shit, nigga, don't try to. Cause your aim don't hit like mine do. I'm home again. Back about my bag. Looking for you bags. Ziplock them in that bag. Toe tag.
Toe tag.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you fags.
Hey.
Ziplock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 Yeah, man, it's Checkmate the Great, a.k.a. Ask Your Boys the Real McCoy. Man, right now you rocking the Next to Blow Radio with Miss Queen T and Magasio. What's happening?
Yeah.
Definitely about to make them lay down this time. Major music, major over everything. Go a little something like this. Check me out.
Lay it down, you hoes, lay it down. 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 Hands up, it's a motherfucking. Hands up, it's a motherfucking. Hands up, it's a motherfucking.
I'm on business, call me Mr. Great. All I do is win, so I'm smelling like first place. get it every 24, stack it every 48, hit them all at 4, and commit a first 48, all about my money, ain't funny, tell them get it straight, motherfucking beast, got gorilla in my DNA, murder rate, we murder cake, we murder tracks, every day we decorate the game, I'm talking red wall, yellow tape, lay it down, you hoes lay it down.
Hands up, it's a motherfucking